Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about, is WordPress more vulnerable than other platforms? No, definitely not. I'm done talking, Tim. Actually, I'm joking. Don't cut me off yet, Tim. I would say yes and no. I think they're all vulnerable to hackers. I mean, a hacker is a pretty talented individual. Most people that I know that have the skill set to have the ability to hack are pretty legit programmers. So they're pretty smart no matter which platform they go after and stuff. So I'm not necessarily convinced that WordPress is more vulnerable than any other, but being, you know, there's a couple of points that we're going to talk about today why it might be.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I do want to say before I dive into some of the points I wanted to make is this is important for to know if you're doing client websites, for example, because I've had it brought up to me before by a client. Well, I thought WordPress, you know, wasn't secure and gets hacked all the time and blah, blah, blah. And so having some of these points as ammo that you can say, well, actually, you know, and you can explain it to them, not only are you going to make them, you know, understand that they can use WordPress and therefore they should hire you since you specialize in WordPress, but also it's going to build trust and credibility. Like, oh, wow, like he knows a lot about this topic. I should hire someone that is an expert in this. One thing I do want to say is with, I guess, kind of classic developers, you know, that are, because a lot of developers that have been developers for a while are kind of anti-WordPress, you know, and so they look at WordPress as being, you know, for non-developers, and it's, you know, not a true, you know, website development platform, whatever. A lot of them will kind of bring up, oh, you know, WordPress gets hacked all the time, blah, blah, blah. And so the reason why WordPress can get hacked a lot is, for one, WordPress is the most popular platform in the world. And so therefore, it's a huge target for attackers, just like, you know, Windows. I don't know if it still is. It was, you know, back in the day, the most popular personal computer platform. And so it got targeted all the time and it was more open. And so, you know, it was more prone to attacks, that sort of thing. But because WordPress is so popular, it gets targeted all the time. And then another thing, the reason why it actually gets hacked is because a lot of companies will have very, very outdated versions of WordPress, outdated plugins, vulnerabilities that have already been patched. They'll still have on their site because they're running old versions of either WordPress or a plugin or a theme. And so because of that, hackers can, you know, put out automated bots to go and find sites that still have these outdated versions and exploit them or do, you know, brute force attacks. And so WordPress is definitely not more vulnerable in the world or more vulnerable than any other platform in the world. But because it is so popular, it just gets attacked a lot. And so, but on the flip side, because WordPress is the most popular platform, it also has a lot of awesome tools made by a lot of very awesome, reputable companies, security plugins, whether that's iTheme Security, WordFence, so forth. So just because WordPress might have vulnerabilities, just like any other platform, it doesn't have any more than any other platform, it also has a lot of ways to prevent those. And so if you're using solid hosting, we talked a lot about what a good host can mean in terms of protecting your site, and you're using best practice security, so using a security plugin, that sort of thing, then you're not going to be any more vulnerable. You're actually probably going to be less vulnerable than some of the other platforms out there.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, when you're dealing with a free open source software, which means that the entire world has access to it and its code base, you know, it's, there is a lot of potential, and I 100% agree. You know, a lot of people aspire to be great writers and bloggers, and they'll install WordPress on a environment somewhere, a hosting environment, and then the newness will wear off. They'll realize that, you know what, building a website and maintaining it is a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, so they just kind of leave it, you know. And next thing you know, you know, everybody else is impacted by them because, like you said, they're not updating, they're not taking care of it. So I agree that it's not any more susceptible than any other platform in the world. It is that because it is so big and open, you know, so cool. Well, did we miss anything, Tim? Are we good?
I think we answered that question pretty well. By no means was this episode meant to tell you everything you need to know about WordPress security, but to answer that question, is WordPress more vulnerable than any other platforms? It's not more vulnerable, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't take security seriously.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we have another great topic. How often should I update, refresh, redesign my WordPress website? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.